Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I don't know if this is really a thing. Are people actually claiming they want to hear Dez's leftover jokes?
I guess. We had text message.
You cut me off.
Well, you laughed. It's called you laugh, you lose. Well, you laughed at a joke, so you're done.
No. You said, do you think we should just say she laughed so we can cut her off?
You laugh at your own jokes.
But
you get disqualified right away.
I had an excellent selection for you.
Oh, my God. You really went with an Easter theme.
You know I love a good theme.
Oh, Desirelli.
Oh, man. What does an Easter bunny... Oh, crap. I already messed it up.
You got us on that one.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. You don't have to say that. Just launch into it.
Why shouldn't you tell an Easter egg a joke?
Why?
It might crack up.
Oh, see, I could have guessed that one. That's exactly what I thought the joke was going to be. Let's do a new round of this. We guess the jokes because they're so obvious. They're like a Burlington Northern train coming right at you.
I don't think you'll guess this one. You want the punchline?
Sure.
It was a little chicken.
Why was the bird afraid to cross the road?
No, why did the Easter egg hide? Oh, it was a little chicken.
Same thing. I give him points for
okay,
that.
Okay, you'll like the knock knock jokes. You ready, Ryan? God. Knock knock.
Knock knock. Who's there?
Heidi.
Heidi.
Heidi the egg. Hey, you didn't say who.
Heidi who?
Heidi the eggs around the house.
Oh my God.
Knock knock, Crisco.
Knock knock. Who's there?
Wendy.
Wendy who?
Wendy Easter egg hunt taking place.
Oh my God.
You
these are
thought
so
that was a good one. She's
knock knock.
She
up.
Cannot do you laugh you lose ever again.
No.
You're eliminated forever.
You guys loved it when I had Santa jokes. I thought you were gonna love these.
Knock knock, who's there? Wendy who? Wendy's the Easter hunt? That's terrible.
Wendy Easter egg hunt taking place.
Maybe it's because you're botching your own jokes. Do you want to try another one on Ryan?
Okay. What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
I don't know.
Bugs Bunny. What happens when you get married on Easter?
I don't know.
You live happily ever after.
Oh, God. These are so bad. You don't hear yourself?
I really like it. Hey, did you hear the one Easter egg say to the other?
What?
Have you heard any good yolks today?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. Oh, these are horrendous.
Did you find these on the not-so-laffy taffy bag? Or?
No, I had Googled Easter-themed jokes, and this is what it, you know, gave to me.
Well, I know the only thing Vaughn can hear is this podcast.
Sorry,
Vaughn. So he missed out on all of our good jokes, and this is the one that I did for him in his honor today. And the joke was I made Hawaiian pizza over the weekend for my Vonners, and I was really bummed. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza. I should have cooked it at aloha temperature.
I love it.
Makes me want pizza with pineapple on it.
P.S. I think I have a major problem in my apartment.
Why?
Every time I cook, my smoke alarm goes off.
Ooh.
Every time. I'm so freaking annoyed by this. Not only did I burn my barbecue pizza, I should have learned to put it at aloha temperature.
Aloha temperature.
But then I used my my little stir fry thing.
Yeah.
Set off the smoke alarm with that. Then I set it up by the sliding glass door and then turn the fan on to circulate air. Still set it off. That thing is so freaking sensitive. I preheated the oven and it set it off. I didn't even cook anything.
And isn't it all new appliances?
Yes.
I wonder if it's just set to to be too sensitive. Can you lower that?
Or really, my cooking is that bad. I sent Vaughn the video you sent me of the little girl who's trying to tell her mom how much she loves the spaghetti, and she's like, no, it's good. I go, that's Vaughn after he eats my cooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
You can't screw up a frozen pizza.
You can.
Well,
you can burn it.
You're a great griller, though.
I am good on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And,
boy, howdy.
And I resorted to grilling over the weekend. Just because it wouldn't set off my fire alarm.
Right, it's your strong suit.
I'm trying to grill eggs. Not as easy as you think.
Yeah. You know what?
Try cracking one of those right into the grill.
You can throw a frozen pizza on the grill.
I know. I've done it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Way of cooking now.
Man,
Everything he's cooking is right outside on the grill.
I know. Okay, so this is fun. We love Rick Astley, right? Here we thought the only thing he can ever do is Rick roll us. Well, he wanted to honor Bill Withers, who just passed away, and everybody keeps telling us, did you know Bill Withers died? And I'm like, I know. Well, he had to do a cover. Here's Rick Astley himself.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Yes, I'm warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Wow, who knew he sounded so good?
I honestly was like, no way is this him.
Yeah, 100% Rick Astley. And he killed it.
He's good.
Yeah. Whew. Pretty impressive, huh? Weren't you waiting for him to... roll into Can't Give You Up.
Yep. Yes. Oh, I was waiting for it. And I'm like, oh gosh, is he going to do it? I truly forgot how many classic legendary songs Bill Withers had.
So many.
I they just kept naming them. I'm like, oh, just the two of us? Mm-hmm. Every single time they mentioned one, I'm like, damn, that guy was good.
I know. You hear about these people who've actually done something, you know, impressive in life, and then you think about your own and go,
yeah. The good news is I never have to worry about that with you two.
What's that?
If there were ever a moment where I was like, man, I did something pretty good, you guys would be like, what did you do?
Well, you'd have to do something.
Yeah. No, see, that's what I mean. So I never have to worry about that.
Exactly. And neither do we, because we know that you won't ever do anything.
No, but even if I thought I did, maybe I made a mistake over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I did something really good. You're there so fast to remind me how fast it isn't true.
That was a good sentence.
That was really good explanation you gave. For that,
thank you. See, buddy. Another thing I don't do well.
So, what's going on with the hair up top? You're looking very Chris Farley-esque right now.
It's like you slicked it back.
Hey, it could be worse. I could look like Hutch from the afternoon show.
What happened there?
Did you see or read or follow his stories from the weekend? He listens to this podcast, so we love you, Hutch.
Well, is he Britney Spears?
He tried to cut his hair because he was getting antsy. And so he kept trying to cut it, and he kept trying to cut it, and the guards that were on his clipper wouldn't work. And the only way it would work is if he popped the clipper part off and just shaved his head. And his wife said, absolutely not. You're not doing it. He went out on the deck and went, and went right down the middle of his head.
No.
He had long, thick hair.
I know.
And it's all gone.
I bet it grows fast, though.
Well, there's a lot of people who are resorting to that, I have a feeling. I'm tempted to just call my hairstylist and say, hey, girl, are you doing haircuts in your garage?
I'm not going to lie to you. I will put down a $100 bill right now if you shave your head, Ryan.
Never. I won't do it. I will grow out my hair shoulder length before I do that.
Please do that. I'd love for you to just wave your locks.
I just want you to shave that and shave your goatee so you can be the true Dr. Evil you are.
Never. Will not do it.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
I bet you have a nice shaped head, though.
No.
You don't?
It's way too big. I could. No. Nope.
Oh, if he shaved his hair and not his facial hair, he would look like John Travolta.
Or Darren on Middays.
Yeah, that's exactly.
True. That is true.
Yeah. No, not doing that, buddy.
No, I wouldn't if I was you. It's not a good look.
It's
Why
not
would
a
you
look.
Not say that?
I don't think you should. I don't think you should shave your head either. I've told you that.
Oh, it's coming soon. Oh, I'm going to lose my mind. I feel good right now. It's kind of got like the see, he's right there for me. I set myself up for it, and I didn't even see it coming.
Somebody said, Ryan, I need your help. My nephew is in his second year at MSU in Mankato, and he's never heard of the Polaroid photograph of bangs.
Okay. you guys.
What? And you need to tell the story again and clarify it. Who gets the photo and where did it come from? Well, this photo has been around for generations.
Yeah.
It goes back...
Not that many generations.
Goes back to when Bangs graced MSU with her presence. This was before Gage Tower was a thing. Gage Tower has come and gone since Bangs was at college. That's impressive. Okay?
All right.
So anyway, it goes back, as history has it, Bangs was a student at MSU, and things got wild and crazy in the dorms, and there is a photo of Bangs topless It's a Polaroid, and it's been handed down to each incoming class. It's trusted to a select group of freshmen. They hang on to it until the next group comes in, and then they hand it down in a very ceremonious-like way. And it is a thing to behold, I'll tell you that.
Don't you have to give enough camel cash to get it passed down to you, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you have to have enough. I mean, I know she's a Virginia Slims kind of girl, but back in the day,
yeah,
you couldn't be as picky.
Right.
So I think there was a lot of camel cash handed off in that time.
Oh, and you know, back when you couldn't just, you know, Google a dirty image, you know, you had to count on Polaroids. You know, this Polaroid was shared amongst young, eager men coming into MSU Mankato. And
very eager.
The photo's never been shaken more. Just trying to see what we're doing here. Let's go ahead and...
Oh, it's fully developed.
It is fully developed. That's actually how she got her name. Somebody looked at the picture and went, bangs!
Holy bangs. Yeah. So if your nephew didn't get initiated, I'm sorry. He wasn't deemed worthy. And that's just the way it is.
Aww.
Yeah. Next time, you're really going to have to save up your bangs. Your bangs bucks. Your camel cash.
Bangs bucks.
Your bangs bucks sounds better.
Oh, God. Oh. It's just the best. Yeah. No, I've seen the photo. It is.
Have you really?
It is impressive. I went to Mankato, Des.
I know, but...
Little did I know I would meet the legend behind the Polaroid.
Why do you think he now loves men?
He saw the photo. I'm surprised anybody'd give you photos of girls.
I did come out in college.
See?
He actually saw the photo and went, I'm gay.
I'm so gay. Oh, God. It's
confirmed.
I want to kiss a dude. Please.
Any dude, you'll do. Come here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Photo has produced a lot of people. It really has. It's turned them into the man or woman they are today.
It's very sweet. That means she's helped a lot of people.
She's helped a lot of guys come out of the closet.
You heard how many people went up and down the halls of Mankato going, I'm gay! I am gay!
We had a large number of people actually come out that year. See? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's because you're such a hot tamale.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like if he's gay, I'm gay too.
So let's just get an update. We're all going to be disappointed in this. So just tell everybody that your husband is a poor sport.
Yep.
Basically, that's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. He will grace us with his presence in a cowboy hat,
which we've
asked him not to.
Yeah.
But when we ask him to wear a thong for us, he will not.
How hard did you try this weekend?
I tried pretty hard.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us this. Did he wear it for you and just refuse the photo?
No.
Des.
He wouldn't even wear it for me.
Des, did he put it on and realize there's too much spillage?
Saw his jelly beans pop out of the side? You like a good Easter theme joke.
Oh, gosh, no. Because you know if he would have gotten in it, I would have at least snuck a little picture. Just for your guys' viewing pleasure.
So what was his... Why was it a hard no? I mean, so we hear. Hard no.
He does not want to participate in this part of the show, he's decided.
What a poor sport.
Yeah. Is he worried all of his biker buddies are going to laugh at him? They already are.
We're not going to post it on the KS95 website, obviously. It was for us.
It was just for us?
Yes.
I thought I had to post it on my Instagram.
No. No, it was just we wanted to see it, and then we could describe what it looks like. We weren't ever going to share it.
Okay, well, maybe I can work that angle, because he thought everybody was going to see it.
No, it's for us. We're the only sickos who really want to see this.
I have to see it.
All right. This is a new angle. You know, and I don't think he's even been, like, he's working from home, so he's not driving, so I don't know if he's even listened to the podcast, so this is good. We can come up with a plan.
All right, Des, please, work on this.
I really tried.
Start withholding.
Those kids get in the way of me trying to, like, you know, persuade him. Like, God, you guys again.
Give her a Benadryl and put her to sleep.
Seriously.
She's a hard one to get to sleep. I tell you, by the time she's in bed, I'm like, all right, I got...
Oh, man. Poor Des. Life as a parent, huh?
Oh, I mean, it's really good.
Really?
It makes you real tired.
Yeah, I bet.
Literally in bed by about, again, Saturday nights, the last two in bed by 8:45.
Wow.
I am wild.
You are a nutty gal.
I'm pretty crazy. Slept 11 and a half hours, everybody.
Good for you.
It actually felt really good.
It's no wonder why you're so on point this morning.
Is that on point?
Yes, you've been on point compared to others.
Yeah, I know, Ryan. It's okay to admit it. Not your best today. So. Did you want to work on some stuff?
That was on point, Crisco.
I think we all have some things we need to work on.
Yes.
You can point a couple things out.
So yeah, it's okay. I know Des is you said she was on point and she read those crap-ass jokes.
Hey, I tried. I went with the theme. It failed. I won't do it again. Right? Except for Santa jokes. I'm doing those again next Christmas. Oh. That was a win.
She thinks that she's going to be invited to this next time.
You're no longer. You know what?
I'm here.
You're back in if you can get the thong picture of Taylor.
Yes. Yes.
That makes me persuasive, not funny. Right?
You're always funny. Rudy has said time and time again, you are the funniest part of this morning show.
Is he drunk?
Yeah.
He is.
No. No. The little feller's onto something.
Yeah. He knows little amounts of comedy.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. Rudy doesn't like anything about me. If Rudy came to me and said, you're the funniest person on the show, I'd go, man, I got to work on my humor.
Okay, okay. You've got your work to do, and Crisco, just be better. All right.
You too, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.